And now this is a dictation for Julia Schmalbach, S-C-H-M-A-L-B-A-C-H, January 472, address as a letter, Dr. Lines, L-A-Y-N-E-S, 779-7100. Dear Maria, M-A-R-I-A, a follow-up for Julia, who has advanced renal failure, lupus nephritis, last visit in May. She's now working with the Mount Pleasant school system. She's feeling well. A nice change of weight, appetite, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urination without cloudiness of blood, no infection, no edema, no gross neuropathy or claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitation, dizziness, orthopnea, PMD, no skin rash or mucosal abnormalities, no fever or enlargement of lymph nodes, no alopecia, no localized bone tenderness, no trauma, next paragraph, medication list review, low dose of prednisone and CellCept, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today, blood pressure 120 over 90 on the left side. Lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension ascites, no gross edema, radial pulses bilateral strong, capillary refill decrease, cold hands, but no gross symptoms of RENAP. There is some degree of hand cyanosis, persistent. No focal deficit, normal speech. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Creatinine is progressive over time. For a 2.7 GFR 19 stage 4, a normal potassium acid base, a low sodium 136, a normal nutrition, calcium, minor increase of phosphorus 4.6, anemia 11.5, normal white blood cell platelets, normal ferritin iron saturation. Is getting RNS as needed. Last one was in September, hemoglobin 9.8, so this is a very good response. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 4. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema, no indication for dialysis. Next number, lupus nephritis. Has nephrotic range proteinuria, however, no edema and normal albumin. Has bilateral small kidneys and likely nephrosclerosis atrophy. Has advanced renal failure, not candidate for renal biopsy or severe aggressive immunosuppressants. We need to discuss about preparing for potential dialysis, AV fistula. We talk about in-center and at-home modalities, renal transplant evaluation, all that she wants to wait and postpone. In terms of the diastolic blood pressure, she's going to keep an eye on that before we start medications. I probably will not go back to ARB losartan, but we might try amlodipine. We will monitor chemistries to advise for diet, any treatment for high potassium or phosphorus binders. We will continue anemia treatment, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. All issues discussed with the patient at length, end of dictation.